Blue Wire.
You're listening to the Raider Cody Podcast, the official podcast of RaidersBeat.com.
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players, you have a great organization, and you tell them one thing. Just win, baby.
You're going to get everything I got. Everything I got. Give me everything you got. Do it for the man next to you.
Let's go. Let's go, Raiders on three. One, two, three. Let's go get this.
We talk about rebuilding. How do you rebuild? I don't think that Gruden came in to rebuild. I think he came to set his roster on fire.
Man, so I am, what is this, about 7 or 8 hours post-loss, and I still feel like it just happened a few minutes ago. I still feel like this game is going in the background of my living room. I'm one of those Raider fans that, for whatever reason, cannot turn the game off. I can ignore it. I can full-blown ignore its existence, and it can play in the background, but for whatever reason, I will not turn that thing off my television. That was me today. About before we pulled Derek from the game. It was about a drive before we put Mike Glennon in. From there on out, I was able to completely ignore the existence of the Raiders football game playing on my television. So, like, anything after that even mattered anyways. But yeah, here we are. There might be, I do a pretty good job of, I feel like talking throughout my entire podcast, but I'm going to be honest. I feel like there's going to be a lot of blank spots of just, I don't know, pondering, you know, what if we didn't get our butts completely handed to us the entire game? What if, you know, we generated something on either offense, defense, or special teams at all? You know, I don't know. Crazy. Craziness. So, I'm going to quit beating around the bush. I'm going to quit sounding depressed. And I'm going to start getting a little fired up here, maybe. And let's talk about this game. So, we open this game up, and every little bit of momentum we tried to build was getting sucked out of us. Whether it was drops, like I believe it was maybe the first drive, a Hunter Renfro drop. Now, I'm not going to be like too harsh on that one because for the most part, he was behind the marker. There was a good chance he wasn't going to make the first down anyways, but he is pretty shifty. I mean, there's been a lot of times he's caught that ball short of the marker, way short of the marker. He's been able to make some moves. I mean, everyone says how slow Hunter Renfro is, but it's kind of crazy how crafty he is whenever he gets the ball in his hands. But, you know, of course, that killed the drive for the field goal. And then we had the big Tyrell Williams drop. And on that Tyrell Williams drop, this is what was probably the most frustrating about it to, you know, kind of kick off. What was that, our second drive of the game, maybe? There was a false start penalty while Jamal Adams was blitzing. If you guys noticed after that, you know, they blew the whistle. They killed the play. And Jamal Adams went and tried to swipe the ball away from Derek Carr. Well, he comes back and he's jawing at him. And, you know, him and Derek are jawing at each other a little bit. They're in each other's faces. So that very next play was that Tyrell Williams drop. It was like 3rd and 13, and Derek just rocketed that sucker, you know, 15 yards down the field right to Tyrell Williams for the first down, right over the middle of the field. You know what I mean? Like, that is like prime territory for a safety. You don't let the quarterback throw over the middle of the field, right? Had that sucker. Money. Dropped. Frustrating. Super frustrating. Now, to start the game off, another thing that was really, you know, pissed me off was the refereeing. It's been a topic the entire season, but this game especially. That roughing the passer penalty, are you freaking kidding me right now, dude? That is roughing the passer by Mo Hurst after Sam Darnold pretty much established himself as a runner, is in the middle of getting sacked already. Mo Hurst comes over the top and barely brushes him maybe with his shoulder. No, not his shoulder, his elbow. I'm sorry. Barely. Just barely clipped him a little bit. Like the torso area. The refs told Mo Hurst that he hit him in the head. You can see on the replay he didn't hit him in the head. So if that's how you're going to call roughing the passer penalties to keep the drive going, then go ahead. And now I get it. We lost by like 30 points. Now, obviously, the wind was taken out of our sails multiple times. not just by the refs or by drop. I mean, that, well, and that's the thing is all that stuff builds up. You keep dropping passes that could keep the chains moving. It's going to happen. Tyrell Williams had what, like 2 or 3 drops today? Crazy. We can't have that. He's had, I think, 6 or 7 drops on the season. We cannot have that. What is going on? I'm going to start. We need a question. I hate to do this, Raiders, but I want to question the equipment manager. Are we handing down gloves from Amari Cooper to Tyrell Williams? What is going on? Why do the Raiders wide receivers keep dropping passes? I don't get it. I don't get it whatsoever. It was a little bit of a rain game. It was wet. It was a little damp. No reason to be dropping balls, especially, you know, it's not like they're slipping through their hands. They're just dinging off their chest. So, yeah. One of my quiet moments where I sit here and ponder all the anger that I had watching the game and doing my best to hold it back and not take it out on you guys. Man. But the first area that I'm going to question here a little bit, I'm going to start off with the offense. And I'm going to start off with Josh Jacobs. Yeah, he didn't have the best game, right? Obviously. This was not his game. And I felt like that was going to be our key to winning this game. I feel like we weren't going to be able to move the ball in the air that much because for the most part, we're not a team that plays in the rain and the cold and the wind. That's just not our thing, right? We're a team that whenever we get in these situations, we try and win the game in the trenches. Well, that didn't happen. And we're feeding Josh Jacobs on the most obvious run plays I've ever seen. It's almost wild. Why don't we get creative with a running back? Going into this season, we thought, I mean, pretty much every draft analyst, almost every single person thought Josh Jacobs wasn't worth a first round pick because he was not a bell cow back. He was a third down running back. That's what everybody said. Josh Jacobs is a third down running back. Over and over again. Thor Nystrom, you remember, he came on. He came on mainly because he was spewing a lot of hate, and that was his main thing he said about Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs cannot carry the load every down. He's a third down pass catching running back. So explain to me why he is in there every first and second down, only running the ball. Why are we not getting him more involved in the run game or in the pass game? Or just being a little, I mean, we get creative sometimes. We do. We've had spurts, and that's what pisses me off, is I'm not trying to like create something new. I'm just trying to get you guys to do what we've been doing during these wins, during our big wins. What did we do against Chicago? Why didn't we, you know, unveil some of that craziness? Why didn't we unveil some creativity to this offense? Why didn't Josh Jacobs go out there and get the ball, you know, 20, 25 times in different areas of the field? Obviously, the Jets defense was the number one rushing defense going into this. You think we're just going to line up I formation every single time Jacobs wants to get the ball, or Jacobs needs to get the ball? You think you want to give the ball to number 28 I formation every time? Let's go to power formation. Give it to number 28. They'll never know. They'll never know. Number 28 not being a big part of this game was a big reason our offense couldn't move the ball. That, I mean, besides the drops. Let's eliminate the drops. Obviously, they stop moving drives. But number 28, not getting the ball and creating space through the play calling was a big issue for this offense. And I even look at, there's blame getting tossed around on Derek Carr. Let's look at that interception. That interception was ridiculous. That's never going to happen to another quarterback again. I mean, the way he was able to just pick that sucker up with one hand, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Like, that's just our luck. Besides that, I felt like he played a pretty decent game. You know, of course, I'm always going to get judged as the full-blown Carr supporter, but whenever he played bad games, you guys know I got on here and I listed off his really bad plays. He did have a couple bad throws. He had he underthrew one to Darren Waller. That was kind of later in the game. He underthrew a ball, but most of his issue was the drop balls. And now if you go back and you watch this game and you watch how he was in the pocket, he is still the same quarterback that we've been ranting and raving about all season. He's stepping up in the pocket. He's facing pressure and he's avoiding it. He's creating space. He's extending the play. I mean, he ran, 13, 14 yards for a first down on 3rd and 7 at one point. Scrambled, made space, took the tackle, got as many yards as he possibly could. He stepped up at one point, made a big throw to Tyrell Williams. While creating pressure, shout out to Jalen Richard. I actually tweeted the video. You guys probably remember seeing that at the beginning of the game. And he did this multiple times. His pocket presence was great. Unfortunately, we just weren't getting much down the field, and we weren't getting much in the run game, so that was not helping our offense. But now, it's enough about the offense. I'm gonna save the rest. I got a lot to say about the refs. We're gonna save that later for Kenny King. We'll throw him that bone. We'll let Kenny King chew on that sucker a little bit. But now, let's talk about this defense. Man, they were playing so great up to this point. What happened? I mean, I get it. We played the Bengals last week. I don't know. I felt like they were gaining some steam. And not that they were the greatest defense. I mean, even before that, I mean, the Chargers were, I mean, not necessarily. We weren't shutting down the Chargers. And we weren't really shutting down the Bengals either. I mean, they were running all over us. But, I mean, we shut down the run pretty well against the Jets. And then we come out and we're just getting toasted throughout the air. And I don't get it. I mean, like I said, I know this defense, like I said, they've been better. They've improved. And they've gotten to a point to where I don't want to say I trust them, but at least during big moments and big plays, they were able to generate some plays, generate some turnovers. I don't think the Jets punted until like the end of the third when they're already up like 30 points. Oh, man, this defense right now, man. I mean, I get it. Our offense struggled. They only put 3 points on the board. I get that. But this defense, man, it was to the point to where I felt like even like before halftime, at the end of halftime, you know, we're coming out second half. I was getting frustrated at first because we kept running the ball. We kept trying to run the ball. And I realized it's like, dude, we're probably running the ball because we have to somehow control the time of possession. We have to keep that offense, that that apparent stellar Jets offense, we have to keep them on the sideline because they are tearing us up. So we can't go out there, you know, and start lighting it up. We can't keep pushing the ball down the field. I mean, of course, it seemed like we couldn't anyways, but I felt like the game plan was, let's not even try. I don't know. This defense was horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. Trayvon Mullen didn't have his best game. Eric Harris didn't quite have his best game. DJ Swearinger played all right. Daryl Worley played all right. Max Crosby played great. Mad Max, that's our bright spot on our defense. He played great again. Obviously he's so good. He's getting the elite pass rusher treatment where you don't even get a holding call called on you trying to get back there to the quarterback. You can get held all day, but because you're a good pass rusher now, you don't get the call. But I guess that's life. I don't know at this point. Deion Jordan missed a safety. Missed a sack on a safety. I think no matter what, had he actually brought Darnold down, I think Darnold still would have attempted to throw it anyways. So I don't think he necessarily missed a safety, but he still did throw that thing to pick up a big first down. I think he could at least stop that. Yeah. I have no words for the defense other than that. We played like crap. I don't really have anything nice to say except Paul Gunther. If I go out this next week against Kansas City and you play this weak, soft zone coverage 75% of the time, screw that, dude. Screw that. Every single NFL team right now has our number on our secondary. I'm sorry. That's pathetic. Everyone except Phillip Rivers. I take that back. Phillip Rivers can't figure out our secondary, but I think every other NFL team can. And it's embarrassing. At some point, I really hope. Now, I'm saying this, and I really, really, really hope that we went into this thing sandbagging. I'll take it. You know what? It's frustrating. This is an embarrassing loss. But I'll take it if we somehow have a mastermind scheme going into Kansas City next week. I'll take this rough loss. I'll take this. No problem. If you want to sandbag your playbook, you want to just simplize things, you want to play kind of crappy 1 week against the Jets, I sure hope that's not the case. I sure hope we go out and we try and win every single football game. But if for some reason we try to just hide a little bit to go out there and say, hey, we're going to unveil something completely different. Paul Gunther has a whole new scheme drawn up just for Kansas City. And our offense is going to open this playbook up to hopefully change the momentum once again. Maybe we thought we could get away with a win against the Jets. And I hope that's not the case from that sense, because really, we should not have a trap game right now. This Raiders team is great and they can make a playoff run, but we should not feel like we should have a trap game. That shouldn't be the case. Every single game, we should be fighting to win. So I guess we'll find out next week against Kansas City, and then, you know, we go and we play the Titans after that, and the Titans are playing pretty well right now too. So, you know, this final 3 to 4 games are the games we're supposed to win. This hopefully was just a wake-up call. Hopefully it was a wake-up call to the coaching staff and a wake-up call to the players. And hopefully find some of that feel to go out there and, you know, bounce back and get a big win. Same thing that got us on this 3-game win streak, you know, of course, up to this point. But, yeah, that's really all I have to say about this team right now. So, yeah. You know, I'm going to get my buddy Kenny King in here. We don't have any ads this week. No advertisements. How nice. How nice of me, right? Least I could do, I guess. Well, it's not really my choice. It's Blue Wire. Blue Wire has given you guys the opportunity to have an ad-free episode this week. So, yeah, good for them and good for me, so I don't get put in a situation where I have to read off a bunch of random advertisements, things that I don't agree with. But, yeah, rough week, rough Sunday. Guys, I'm speechless. It takes a lot for me to feel defeated. Shout out to my guy, Ev, for bringing it to my attention. It takes a lot for me to tweet some of the things I did today. I feel pretty defeated. Let's hope we make a bounce back week in Kansas City. And I'm going to tell you one thing right now. I'm tired of all these Chiefs fans. I'm sure me and Kenny King will talk about it, but I am already tired of all of these Kansas City Chiefs fans. I got so many of them following me now. I could probably start like a Kansas City Cody podcast right now and have a decent listenership right off the bat. It's almost ridiculous. Emailing me and everything. Goodness gracious. So, okay, I'm going to quit messing around. Kenny King, get your butt in here, man. Let's talk some Raiders football. What up, KK?
What up, bruh?
Man, been a rough day, bro.
Shoot. Rough isn't the word that I would like to use. Rough is an understatement. We got ran over, trampled, and bamboozled today.
You got me fired up, too. Got me all riled up, dude. Because you know what? We go in, we take this little, I shouldn't say little loss. We took this big fat loss. And what do you know? We got some, you know, ketchup and mustard fans sitting behind the scenes, waiting on their bye week, ready to pounce all over this, man. Ah, rough.
Ah, just makes me think of that Snickers commercial. That's great, but who are the chefs?
Kitty King, brother, we got some phone calls. I don't really know how many. Hopefully not as many as last week, because they're all going to be depressing. But let's take some of these suckers, man. You ready?
No doubt.
Raider Cody, Kenny King Jr., Rev Mike here, and boys.
Rev Mike.
What up?
It's starting the fourth quarter. I think I'm turning this game off, man.
Preach.
Don't blame you.
Yes. Did not show up. Totally disappointed. Ridiculous. Yeah. Refs were ridiculous. Defense was ridiculous. Wide receivers dropping balls was ridiculous.
Kenny King's ridiculous.
Mike Glennon not being able to take a snap is ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
It's just a ridiculous game. On to the next one, I guess, right?
Yeah, man.
But hey, like I said last week, we're building for Vegas. Anything we get this year is a bonus. I still say we finished 10-6.
Hey.
And we're just sandbagging for next week. See, KC won't be ready for this.
Been saying it. Let's go.
Whatever.
Hope okay, so.
Guys, have a good one, man. Later.
Man, I'm glad we got to meet Rev Mike at the game last week, too.
Same, bro. Same.
Hey, yo, what's up, Raider Cody, Kenny King? This is Tom the Noob.
What up, Tom?
Tom the Noob.
Yeah, man. Today sucked.
Yeah.
It started off sucky because I didn't win that Josh Jacob jersey. But, you know, neither here nor there.
Me neither, man. Me neither.
But, yeah, man, this loss wasn't pretty. In fact, I would call it butt ugly.
Okay.
I think a lot of plays were left on the field. But season isn't over yet. We got to keep moving forward. As a fan base, kind of keep cheering our team. I think it was a good move by Gruden to take out our key players, have them rested for the next week. But
might as well.
I don't know. I think Paul Gunther needs to be replaced. I never liked him as our defensive coordinator to begin with, but I think maybe, you know, Jack Del Rio, if he's available.
I think we
should replace him with him.
That's a can of worms, but, right there.
Yeah. You know,
the teams always say, you know, after a loss, you got to move forward, get over it, and move on.
On to the next one.
I think as a fan base, we all should do the same. People will bitch and moan about it, but you got to get over it.
You're excused.
KC next, and we still got a lot of football.
Yep.
We could still have a good season. All right, you guys have a good one. See ya.
Good call, Tom.
Hey, what's up, Raider Cody, Ken King? This is Daniel from Upland.
What up?
Daniel, what's up, bro?
With the middle F in this Raiders Jets game, and I don't know about the rest of Raider Nation, but I'm definitely a lot more worried when we're playing average team below 500.
Yeah.
And playing playoff caliber team.
I'm always freaking nervous,
especially,
man.
On, West Coast kickoff,
they don't make it easy.
They don't make it easy on us.
A lot of things that didn't go our way. You know, with the roughing the passer, and you know, the pass is definitely was the deciding factor in this game. So just couldn't get it going. So we benched them, our starters. So we got the Chiefs next week. We'll see how we get it going. So
here we go.
Hopefully this team turns it around. All right, guys, I'm out. Bye.
What's up, Kenny?
Yo.
What's up, Cody?
What's
up? I didn't forget you this time, baby. What's going on? We got served a nice hot piece of humble pie today.
Sucker. Yeah, we did.
Ice cream on top and everything. But let me just say this. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear, because usually around this time is when the car haters come out. I don't want to hear that.
You know what he forgot? His own name.
On DC.
It's San Diego Raider, right?
Yeah,
receivers dropped passes. Defense just got their butt whooped.
Sandy, go Raider.
All three phases, we got our butt whooped. What can we do?
Just win, baby.
Get over it. On to KC next week.
Yeah.
Gotta have that short-term memory, so.
Yeah.
I'm still in, baby. No fair weather fan here.
Hey.
Raider Nation till I die.
Let's get it.
Raider.
We're gonna have to work on that, though, a little bit. San Diego. We're going to have to work on that one a little bit.
It's a San Diego Raider. It's like, Raider.
You got to get a little, I don't know. I'm saying,
a little guttural. Like, Raiders.
Yeah, I get you a little in it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's all right.
Get your nuts into it.
We'll work on it, San Diego. We'll get you next time. Next call. I want to hear some improvements. Practice in the mirror. That's what I used to do. Not really, but yeah.
Kenny, Cody, San Diego Raider, one more thing. Oh. Forgot to mention.
Your name.
All you car haters,
oh,
feel free to at me. San Diego Raider, I'm on all social media. I got time today.
That's my guy right there.
Oh, man. I love it.
Hey, San Diego Raider and Derek Carr going to battle.
Oh, I love it.
Let's go.
I love it. Got my sword out. I'm ready. At me.
The Crusades are on.
Yo, yo, yo. Jerry Raider again from Las Vegas, Nevada.
What's up?
Last time I didn't have an introduction for you guys. I'm so sorry. I was a little intoxicated. What's going on, Raider Cody and Kenny King Jr., man?
What up, bro?
One thing I got to say, how much is it for a picture and an autograph? Man, I'm just kidding, man. I know you guys been getting a lot of crap for that. And, man, this game was a little bit of BS, but we got our ass handed to us. I believe this is the real trap game. Like I said, last week was Crosby, and this one was Crosby too, man. He got two sacks.
Yeah.
One was taking over some BS ball call.
I got
and,
Max.
You know, just keep bringing the content, and you know, I love y'all. And like that one guy said, I can't remember his name. On to the next one, baby.
Listen, I get it. I love it. It's Dustin.
We gotta have a shirt made for Dustin saying just on to the next one.
Hit up Dan. Hit up old DC4.
Yeah, hit up Dan.
Sobering, humbling, whatever you want to call it. Oh, man. Can't remember the last time I felt like this about a game. It was pretty bad.
Is it?
Probably the Vikings game, but man, this was bad. I don't know what else you can say, man.
Your name.
You got to catch some balls, man.
Say your name.
We had, on our first two drives, and yeah, you can say whatever you want. They came out the second half. They beat us handily in the second half. But still, if we would have went to the half with the different score, or you know, winning by 3 or 4 points, which it really could have. I don't think the game would have ended up this way. They would have still been able to run the ball, or try to, or maybe, you know, take some time off the clock instead of having to try to complete passes down the field, but man, Tyrell Williams got to catch those balls.
Man.
He had that Carr had him wide open after Adams tried to smack the ball out of Carr's hand.
Yeah.
Carr said something to him, came back. It was third down and 11. And boom, would have completed it for like 20 yards, but Tyrell Williams wide open, drops right back. I don't know. It was just bad, dude. And that's not the only drop that was, it was just countless drops. I think there was 10 in the first half, but I think the receivers let Carr down on this one. Carr was dropping some dimes. He dropped one at Carrier on the sideline. That was right.
Oh, man.
He didn't come down with it. It's tough, but they got to regroup, and they got to come out and play better next week. It's going to be hard, but this is it, man. Next week, if they don't win, it's going to be tough to even get a wild card spot. But
yeah,
come out and win next week, they can turn it around.
Who is this, by the way?
I don't know.
To win out.
Mystery caller.
After that, so.
Good call.
They got it next week.
Got to happen. Late. Whoever you are.
Oh. What's up, Kenny King? What's up, Raider Cody? It's Danny
Fresno. Oh, Danny Fresno. What's up, man?
Good call.
I like Danny from Fresno. I wish I'd have known that from the get-go. It's all right. We're going to, you know what, Danny from Fresno, while San Diego Raiders working on his Raiders in the mirror, I want you to work on your call introductions in the mirror. We'll get you brushed up for next time.
At least people stop forgetting about me.
Raider Cody, Kenny King, how y'all doing again, man? It's Devin from Baltimore.
What's up, boy?
Embarrassing loss at against the Jets. It's a lot of reasons why we lost that game today. I just think basically we just came off flat, man. Didn't play well in all three phases. The drops, we're a first down team. We get first downs. That's how we move the ball. That's how we score. The drops killed us on third down. Renfro, Tyrell Williams. I mean, come on, man. Gotta play better than that. But to me, I think I felt like a loss like this was coming at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Team win three games in a row. Everybody talking about the Raiders. Raiders doing this. Raiders doing that. Raiders looking good. Mayock hitting on all the draft picks. When you're dependent on a young team to win games, this is what happens with young players, man. Inconsistent play happens. You look at all the guys we got, even guys like Waller, practice squad guy, never been in this position before. Tyrell Williams was always like maybe the third, fourth receiver with the Chargers. Came here, they asking him to be a number one. Josh Jacobs, but only best we really have is Carr and the O-line, and Carr played pretty well today. The O-line struggled, but the Jets got a pretty good run defense. You know, I just thought overall, man, we just was flat to start the game. You kind of see how the game was going. It was just flat. We got our plate. To me, I'm going to look at it, glass half full guy. I think this could be a good thing. Kind of refocuses the guys.
Okay.
Last week, they didn't play good against the Bengals, but they won. It's hard to teach young players when the outcome is still where they still won.
Yeah.
You can kind of teach off a loss. This is what will happen when you guys don't show up and do what we ask you to do, or you don't play well, or you don't execute the game plan.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, going into the Chiefs, if we beat the Chiefs, this Jets game, people will talk about it, but it'll be forgotten with the big win over the Chiefs.
Facts.
Oh, no doubt.
We'll go back to being a team that can't win, can't live up to expectations. The Chiefs are better. You know, we can't compete. We're looking forward to the draft. All those negative things that a lot of people in the fan base are already screaming all day long. At the end of the day, yeah, you want us to win, but if it takes a loss against the Jets to be a teaching point, or a springboard to beat the Chiefs.
I just said this.
Everybody will take that.
I love it.
Guys bounce back. Guys got to pay attention to the details. My question to you guys was, how do you think we'll play coming off of a loss to the Jets?
Hopefully pissed.
Me, for one, I think it's going to be a springboard for them to definitely come out and play way better than they played today.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Nobody's going to pick us to win. I think we can show up and play well. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the podcast. Thanks, guys. Kenny King, Raider Cody. You guys take it easy.
Let's get it.
Yeah, man. Good call. Good call.
Called in like a seasoned vet right there. Ready to
go. That's a second call. And he got it, man. Dev definitely has it. I think just to stop things real quick, I think Kenny King, real talk. This team is going to look at things in one way. Is you look at all the stats that go into this game, right? Andy Reid, 17-3 coming out of the bye week. Derek Carr not having a good record in the cold. Derek Carr not having a good record in Arrowhead. I think what's going to happen is this is going to propel this team forward.
Piss them off.
I think that this team is looking at this loss against the Jets as, you know what? Yeah, we screwed the pooch. We overlooked this one. We should have won this one. We should have done things differently. But now this is a division game. This is a game that we need to go in and win. We win this game, we're tied with KC. So I think that they do look at it differently.
Facts.
Raider Cody, Pennington Jr., Raider West here in Visalia.
What up?
It was tough to watch, man. But there were some horrific calls there made. I don't want to be like the eighth person probably to bring up Max Crosby roughing the passer thing, but my boy would have had two sacks of the day. He would have gotten it turned his way, but
yeah,
man, it was ugly. But Cody, I think you tweeted it out. I think you nailed it on the head. Big win next week in the Chiefs. Could erase this loss. But man, I hate to see this, but as you guys say, on to the next one.
On to the next one.
What up, Cody? What up, Kenny King? This is Hardcore Raider.
Hardcore there Raider.
Obviously, just lost to the Jet, and it was a pretty bad game, you know? We definitely didn't, I don't know, it was like we didn't show up. It's hard to evaluate this game, to be honest. I mean, I already know what everybody's going to say. Carr sucks. Offense sucks. Play calling sucks. Gruden sucks. Wide receivers suck, defense suck, you know, and then it's going to be like, wow, man, why are you a Raider fan if that's all you believe in, you know?
Raider Cody sucks, too.
I still believe in this team, man. I think sometimes in life people get knocked down, and it's not how you get knocked down. It's how you get back up.
Facts.
You know, we're playing the Chiefs next week. We're going to have to bring our A game. You know, we're going to have to be ready to brawl that game. And hopefully some guys get rested, get healthy, you know. Not exactly sure what's going on with this team, but you know, I'll just say that we just got to keep fighting, man. You know, I don't think anybody, none of us, me included, should be so keen that we're going to win out the rest of the games or, you know, jump and shift where, like, we're just terrible and we don't have a shot to make the playoffs, you know. It's going to be really hard to maybe get a home playoff game at this point. But, you know, I still think we got a shot to make the playoffs with a wild card. But you know, we're going to have to start with the Chiefs next week. That's the only way we're going to get this thing turned around. It's always one game at a time, you know. And everybody in life, you know, at some point, you know, either you double down because you know you're wrong or you eat some humble pie. And that's part of life. Most people aren't willing to eat humble pie and eat some crow. You know, it takes a true man to eat crow and, you know, admit they're wrong and move on.
Crow actually tastes good sometimes.
That builds real character. That builds real men. So that's all I gotta say, man. I'm not letting this negativity get me down.
I'm
fighting, keep grinding, and you know, there's only one nation, Raider Nation.
Oh.
And 2019 is still the year of redemption. Love you guys, Hardcore Raider out.
Yeah. True season veteran caller right there.
Yeah, man. Hardcore Raider always gives a good call.
What's up, fellas? Well, that was a travesty.
There we go. Travesty.
This is Dustin. I was just calling in, mostly, not even to really talk about that crapshoot of a game. But to let you guys know, I'm doing good. Surgery went well.
Oh, I meant to message you.
Right.
And I want to say thank you to you guys for the prayers and well wishes from you guys as well as the other listeners.
Awesome.
Thank you. Appreciate it a lot. Me and my family appreciate it. And on to the next one, I guess. Talk to you guys later.
There we go. Dustin, just so you know, I thought about you like two or three times the last few days, and I meant to DM you and check out how you were doing. I never did, but I was concerned, so I'm glad you're doing better, man.
Raider Cody, Kenny King Jr., what the hell was that? I knew
man.
We were going to, you know, come up against a tough
what's
game,
he talking
but
about?
I didn't know we were going to shit the bed like that.
Oh, the Raiders played today?
Mine just got pushed around. Wide receiver
I didn't know.
Dropping balls. Defense just looked like crap all around. There wasn't even anybody in the picture when Sam Darnold was complete the pass.
Oh, so the defense and was out there on the field.
They better get their act together.
They were ghosts.
Get ready to face Kansas City.
Oh, I didn't see them.
You know what? There ain't enough beer in my fridge to help me control the loss like this. 31 points to the Jets. Come on.
31 points.
Got to get together. Raiders.
There we go. See, he ain't from San Diego. I was just kidding. San Diego Raider, I love you, brother. I'm just teasing with you.
Oh, my God. What's up, Cody? What's up, Kenny? This is Eddie, man.
What up, Eddie?
Jesus Christ. That was a piss-poor performance. I honestly had to stop watching it. Because I was just getting myself pissed off. Bad football. I hate watching bad football. And what I hate the most is I go on social media and I just see them doing Crossfinder. The last time I checked, it takes special teams, defense, and the whole offensive unit to win a game, not just the quarterback. Derek Carr can't play defense. Derek Carr can't catch the ball. I don't know.
I wish he could return the ball, that's for sure.
Jesus. Hey, man. I hope you guys have a good night and a good day. See y'all next week.
Good call, Eddie. Good call. Kenny King Jr. That's the end of the phone callers, bro. You know what that means?
Bro, let's get into some freaking real talk, man. Kenny King, real talk. Real talk, the Raiders didn't show up today. They should have stayed on the plane. Shouldn't even got off. Shouldn't even left the hotel. I don't even know what happened, but I'm going to tell you right now. They were prepared to play this game against the Jets. The Jets came out there and embarrassed them. They beat them in every aspect of the game. Defensively, offensively, special teams, coaching, everything. And we got beat by a dude that can't even look at a camera for 13 seconds straight. We got beat by a dude that seriously looks like he was down in Tijuana for a past week and a half doing kilo after kilo of Colombian Bam Bam. But yet, we're sitting here 34-3, staring down the barrel, looking forward to this Chiefs game. Cody, I don't even know. I mean, I would say I don't know where to begin, but I've already started, so I don't know where to go from here.
What? I'm just confused. Are we talking about the Raiders game?
Yeah.
They played today?
Apparently.
Must have missed it. I don't know.
You know, when I said that the defense were supposed to be ghosts checking in, I didn't mean that they were supposed to be actual ghosts. I didn't mean for Casper and his friends to go out there on the field and allow passes to go through them, allow players to go through them, allow offenses to go through them and get there. The only person on that defense that showed up today was Max Crosby.
Yeah, he was just about the only player that showed up last week too, but on defense. I mean, it paid off, but we can't do this week in and week out. We can't rely on, you know, trying to shut down the run game and, you know, hope our secondary holds up to a mediocre passing attack. Obviously, the Jets, I mean, have been pretty good. Sam Darnold has been pretty good. I'll say that. I'll say that much. I mean, I'm not going to say this team is not a team we should have beaten, because we definitely should have. And we definitely should have been a lot more competitive than what we were. But Sam Darnold in this Jets offense has been ramping up these last couple weeks. But, dude, I mean, I don't know what they're doing that we can't. I mean, they're on pretty much the second leg of their entire offensive line. I mean, what's their... They have Demaryius Thomas, a hand-me-down from John Elway, so obviously he's no good. You have Robbie Anderson, pretty decent wide receiver. I mean, nothing like wowing, you know what I mean? We should be able to lock him up pretty well. I mean, I think our biggest threat, I think for the most part in the offense, was Le'Veon Bell, a dude that was virtually non-existent up until this game. And I had this feeling, Kenny King, going into this game. I'm like, look, we saw what Joe Mixon did to us last week. I just felt like Bell's going to come in here. If he's not going to do what Mixon did to us, he's going to actually have a game and he's going to be versatile. And this is the frustrating part, man. That's what Josh Jacobs needs to be. And that's what pisses me off.
Yeah, you know what? And I can't put that on Josh Jacobs. I'm looking at the game.
John Gruden. Make him versatile.
You look at the first play of the game. The defensive line pushed the offensive line back 3 yards. We got bullies. We have an offensive line that averages 330 pounds. You shouldn't get pushed back like that. I don't care if it's the number one rush defense.
Well, what sucks is they're like they know we're going to run the ball. I mean, my wife that's watched football for 5 years now, off and on, not even that much. She knows nothing about football, nothing at all. She will know when we're going to run the ball. She'll be like, okay, here we go. Number 28, every time. Okay, here we go, Josh Jacobs. Let's get this thing going because we are selling it. Like, I don't even understand. Like, and I don't want my statement to come out like it was on Josh Jacobs. This is on the offensive design. Like,
no, it's all your fault anyways, Cody, so I'm just going to put all the blame on you.
Now I understand that. I get that. But, you know, it's one of those things, man. Josh Jacobs needs to be put into this offense as not just a runner. I brought this up, man.
We've been saying this for how many weeks now?
Well, do you remember Thor Nystrom, whenever he came on and he talked to us and he said that Josh Jacobs wasn't worth a first because he was only a third down pass catching running back.
Right.
He's been everything but a third down pass catching running back. Right. So why do we have a talent? He was evaluated to be a running back that he has not even touched. He has not even been a part of. Is there something that I'm missing? I'm watching this guy running slants in training camp. I'm watching him line up at wide receiver all throughout the offseason. What's going on?
The realist in me wants to say that they're saving him and that they want to give him still a limited role and they want to conserve his carries and they want to conserve his use. But realistically, I think that we look at it and I think that just Gruden wants to give everybody a shot. And I think it's not that he wants to give everybody a shot for the fact that he wants to give everybody a shot. I think he wants to give everybody a shot for the fact that he's trying to sell some players off. I think that you look at guys like Jalen Richard and DeAndre Washington, who may not be a huge part of this offense moving forward. And I think that that may be an option. I don't know. And obviously that's me looking from the outside, but
it's frustrating, man. It's absolutely frustrating. And it's like even guys like Darren Waller, I felt like he was able to get in there and almost be inserted into a completely versatile wide receiver tight end role. And he's kind of been eliminated the last few weeks. I mean, he's had some clutch catches. He's a yakster, man. We've talked about it.
Yeah.
He makes big plays when his name's called, but it's just not getting called enough. I mean, I get it. Like, Tyrell Williams has made some good plays for us. He's made some big catches. Hunter Renfrow.
He's dropped a lot of catches.
Exactly. You know what I mean? He hasn't been the guy that's been there the entire time. Hunter Renfrow. I get it. He's made some good plays on third down. I think he's a great asset for Derek Carr.
Yeah.
But why can't we mix all of them together a little better? Like you were just saying, you know, he wants to get everyone involved. Now let's get a little rotation here. You know what I mean? We have a lot of guys that can mismatch their opponent. What? Why? Well, I mean, I just feel like even like our last two wins. Yeah, we won the game and that's all that matters. But really, this has kind of been the same offense that we've seen the last couple weeks, right? I mean, they're playing great. They play good situationally. They're playing with a chip on their shoulder and they're playing in big times when they need to come through. But what is it that we're missing to make this offense an offense that will just move the ball down the field whenever they need to?
I think one of the things that we're missing on this offense and what something is going to create more excitement is that. It's a receiver who's going to be explosive. It's a receiver who's going to be able to go in there and make plays. Somebody who's going to be able to go in and stretch the field. We have a lot of guys on this team that are role players. We have a lot of guys on this team that, yes, have been made better. And I'm not taking anything away from Darren Waller. Darren Waller's a stud. He's a top five tight end in this league.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs is a top three running back in this league.
Top two.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. But seriously, you know, but you look at guys, you know, Tyrell Williams was always the number two, and he's being forced now to come into a number one role.
Yeah.
You look at Hunter Renfrow. He's a guy who was a slot guy in college. He was a third down option, and that's what he was. That's what he's being mainly used for now. But now, because of what we do not have, he's being forced to be thrown in and being used for more.
Yeah.
So I think the biggest thing that we need to look at is, okay, this is what we have right now. This is what we can do with it. How do we capitalize on what we have and how we can manage this team? That's the first step. The second step is, how do these guys hold on to the damn ball? Derek was out there throwing some freaking dimes today.
Yeah, he had a rocket in there at one point.
Freaking dimes. And I'm going to tell you what. I'm always the biggest Derek Carr supporter, and you can call me a stan or what, but I'm going to tell you right now, today's loss was not on Carr. You see him running up, making reads, reading the pocket, making his, you know, reading through the progressions, taking off and going, running for the first down. And then he starts throwing these passes, and these passes are getting dropped. We got a drop by Williams. We got a drop by Renfro. We have these drops that are constantly killing us. And where was Moreau today? Moreau wasn't even involved in the game.
That's what I'm saying, man. We have weapons there. I just don't know what is going on. Like, maybe we just didn't move the ball enough. Maybe our offense just didn't get enough snaps to get everybody involved.
I feel like the coaching staff kind of looked over this week and said, you know what? KC's next week. We got to focus on KC.
I hope, man. Like, that's the thing is, if we go out there and we play Kansas City well, and we... I mean, I'm not even going to say, like, I mean, if we come out with a win, of course, like, all is well. But if we come out and we play competitive and we come out looking like a different team than we did today, then I'll continue my speculation of, look, maybe we did sandbag a little bit. You know, maybe we did, like, look, you know, we're playing the Bengals and the Jets next. Let's look at the bigger picture. Let's see if we can symbolize, not show all of our cards, and go into Kansas City looking like a fresh new team. But that is only going to ring true if we play good against Kansas City.
Yeah, you got to do that first. The funny thing is, I was talking to my dad before the Cincinnati game, and I said, you know what? I said, one of these two games is going to be a trap game. Cincinnati or New York is going to be a trap game. I said, we're going to lose one of these games. I just feel it. This whole week leading up to this game, I felt something different in the air. And obviously, you know, you feel differently when you know your team is going to win. You know, you feel differently when your team is going to lose. I felt differently with something in the air. And I said, you know what? I think this is the week that we lose. And I don't think it's going to be a pretty loss. But I also said, I think that this is the week that we go into Kansas City and we whoop that ass.
I've been having good vibes about this Kansas City game for a while, and I don't know why. I don't know why. I mean, I've been saying it for a month. For whatever reason, I feel like this is our year. And I mean, I get it. We lost this game. We're 6-5. Our record isn't the best. But whoever gets into this playoff, I mean, honestly, this AFC wild card playoff spot, I mean, they could be 9-7.
Oh, yeah.
So I think our chances are alive and well. But if we keep playing against the teams, or if we keep playing against opponents that are playing as aggressive as the Jets did today against us, and we keep playing against the refs that we had today.
Yep.
Yeah. Long season ahead of us.
Yeah, we gotta beat not only the teams that we play, but we also have to beat the refs.
I don't know if that's gonna happen every time. Obviously, things haven't been in our favor this entire time, but Kenny King, man, we are wrapping the sucker up. Do you have any last messages to Raider Nation ahead of this game? Well, you know what? I'm gonna talk to you again this week. So do you have any last messages wrapping up this New York Jets game?
One of the things I'd like to get into before this, you know, wrapping up this New York Jets game, is it's an ugly loss. We went in, we got our butts kicked, we got wiped up and down the field. You know, a lot of penalties were called on our side that weren't called on the other side, but you know what? At the end of the day, we gotta shake it off. We gotta shrug it off, and we have to look forward to the next week. But one thing I will say, while the Jets had their fun today and Jamal Adams had his little fun on Twitter, that's all about all the fun that they're gonna have, because they're not gonna go any further. The Raiders are still very deep in the playoff hunt. We're only one game out, and all we need to do is bounce back and go against KC this week and beat the Chiefs. And we'll get into that this week, but I'm gonna tell you right now, Jamal Adams, have fun. Frame that.
Well, that's gonna wrap up this week's show. I like to say that was a good show. It's always good to sit here and talk some Raiders football. Of course, wasn't coming on the week that I wanted, so I'm still gonna go to sleep. Not that satisfied, not that happy. Kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth. Not a good way to start your week off. As Raiders fans, it's kind of, you know, we bank on stuff like this. Last 3 weeks, we've been able to go to work and happy and fired up, ready to go. Having a good week, able to talk some crap. Everything was all well. And the New York Jets shook up our plans, I guess, from here on out. But Raider Nation, if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to my premium feed. It's on RaiderCody.com. Look for the red premium buttons. You'll get a bunch of extra episodes. We're at like 7 or 8 today at this point. So it'll keep going up. I should be dropping another one, if not tomorrow, the next day. Trying to get some good things going here. Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter. It's me at Raider Cody. You have Kenny King at Kenny King _ Jr. And make sure you follow the podcast at Raider Cody Pod. And if you like the podcast, make sure you turn on live notifications to at Raider Cody Pod, maybe even me at Raider Cody. Sometimes I get on there and I talk some stuff up live, let you guys do some live call-ins or something like that. Eventually, I might, the way this week's already starting off, I might do myself a mean tweets video at some point. We'll see how that goes. We'll see how that goes. It could happen. It's something in the works, maybe. It's entertaining getting some backlash here and there. But Raider Nation, let's see if we can survive this week. Let's try not to strangle each other. Let's have ourselves a good week here on Raiders Twitter. And just in life in general, Raiders fans, let's not get too upset. We had a 3-game win streak. Cool. You know, unfortunately, it was a rough loss. But we're focused on Kansas City. On to Kansas City. Don't focus on fighting everybody else in Raider Nation. Focus on Chiefs Kingdom, or whatever they claim themselves to be. Go after them. It's us against them. I don't care. I don't care if they're on a bye. I don't care if we just came off a loss. Put them in their place, Raider Nation. So until you hear from me next time, I'll see you guys later.